It's my pleasure to welcome Stephanie Quinn, and we're doing a feature called The President's Club. Branch 174 has nominated you to be the presidential spokesperson of the Legion. So I'm very excited to find out the logistics behind how a Legion functions. What we'd like to know is about the branch structure and the role of the executive in maintaining it.
We operate within a framework established by our Dominion Command. They give us a constitution, but really at the heart of every Legion is our members. Veterans, their families, and community supporters. Our members truly play a crucial role in helping to keep the Legion alive and running. They vote in our general election to ensure our executive team is in place. In terms of our leadership of our branch, we manage day-to-day operations and oversee finances, plan activities that help support veterans and engage with our local community. Our executive is composed of a president, first vice president, second vice president, a treasurer, secretary, and we're actually lucky enough to have a past president serve on our executive in order to help guide the new administration. In addition, we do elect up to 8 executive members who help manage the Legion. Truly, our membership is what keeps the Legion going. And a common misconception that we often get is that you have to have a military connection to join the Legion. But there's actually 3 categories of membership. If you are a veteran or active military personnel or retired, that's an ordinary member, an associate member like myself. We're family members of veterans or those currently serving, and an affiliate member is anyone in the community that is passionate about remembrance and veterans' causes.
That administrative team that you've outlined, how often does it meet?
We do meet once a month on the second Wednesday, and immediately after our executive meeting, we host a general meeting, which is open to all members.
At any number of stations that I've worked, there's always a public service announcement heralding when the Legion Service Bureau officer is coming to visit, and whether if you require an appointment, here's what to do. We don't do that here, but that's my quest.
We have a great local service officer. She's wonderful. She does home visits with veterans and visits veterans in the hospital as well.
So how can interested members of the community get involved?
There is lots to do at the Legion. If you're just looking to drop in and participate in an activity, on Monday afternoons, we do host Bid Euchre. Wednesday nights, we have open darts for anybody that's interested to play. You don't need to be experienced. And we even have spare darts for those who want to give it a try. And there's prizes for top teams as well. Apart from that, you might want to come by on Friday afternoons from 11:30 to 1:30 for a burger. It's a great time, and open mic nights every other Friday night we do host. And often there is music Saturday afternoons, live music.
But you do a lot with seniors at home.
Yeah, we fund seniors at home a lot of their initiatives as well. Veterans that are needing drives to medical appointments and to the grocery store, we have already provided a subsidy to seniors at home so that the veterans can get to where they need to go.
Anything that you wanted to mention that we haven't discussed?
If you are looking to get involved with the Legion, you can visit our website at armprierlegion.com and fill out an application, or drop by in person. We would love to chat. And I just want everyone to know there is truly something for everyone at the Legion, and we would be thrilled to welcome you in our doors.
Excellent. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.